Hello, you're listening to Bubba's Beach Podcast, number 19. There's a long list of things I hate about my daughter's diabetes. I mean things above and beyond the obvious ones of her having to puncture herself several times a day to measure blood sugars or administer insulin, or all the things the future holds if my angel doesn't keep her blood sugars in a reasonable range. Blindness, kidney failure, limb amputation, to name a few. No, there are a few other things, admittedly a little further down the list of concerns and irritations this pancreatic spanner caused when it was tossed into the general works of my life. Yeah, I said my life. Sometimes, believe it or not, it really is all about me. If I can take on all the guilt and blame that goes along with the price of admission to parenthood, surely I can lay claim to some sympathy time for those moments when my little bundles of joy bring home injured birds, weird friends, contagious diseases for which I have no immunity, and the odd chronic illness for which there is no cure. I know she's the one with the insulin pump, keeping her alive by means of a thin tube of plastic, and a wicked long needle she has to reinsert every 3 days into another place on her tummy. She's the one who has to do the finger pokes and take insulin and get paraded in front of a series of medical professionals on a regular basis, every one of which asks the same embarrassing questions and stresses the same need to be vigilant about her blood sugars. Not only does she get the standard haranguing from parents about her homework, the current biohazard rating of her bedroom, and who's that boy you were talking to, she also has to put up with being reminded several times a day to do finger pokes. What was your last blood sugar? Is it time to change your pump site? How many carbs are in that cookie? Did you increase your insulin to take care of it? Here's the true evil of this particular illness. It hits kids. From babies to teenagers, it robs them of their childhood and burdens them with the dark truth of their mortality. If there is one thing I hate most about this disease, it is my daughter was robbed of those precious years of her childhood dreams of immortality. When she was 10, she had to grow up overnight and realize life could end for her in an instant. So how can this be about me? Well, let me put it this way. Ask any mother if she'd stand in front of a gun to save her child or face down any threat to her baby. I'm pretty sure most fathers would gladly arm themselves with a butter knife and fight a bear if it would save their little girls from one broken heart. So what hurts more, a bullet, a bear, or the knowledge there isn't anything you can do to keep the hurt and broken heart out of your baby's life? Being the parent of a child with diabetes means knowing he or she has to physically hurt themselves repeatedly throughout the day in order to stay alive. It means dealing with the emotional fallout when a well-meaning adult who doesn't know there are three types of diabetes, two of which have nothing to do with the current catchphrase of lifestyle choices, teaches your daughter's class that diabetes is caused by being fat, lazy, and eating too much junk food. Then there are those dear folk that insist on taking her or me or Granny aside to tell them insulin only makes diabetes worse. She should be taking this vitamin or going to that naturopath. She should eat a diet of tofu and groats. Fortunately, my daughter has more sense than a lot of adults. I guess it's more accurate to say we're a family with diabetes because it affects every single one of us. Even the dreaded big sister, who will smother me in my sleep for what I am about to reveal, knows she can't protect her rotten little sister from this one cowardly bully. Hard to believe, I know, but it's true. One day at school, her class lined up for a vaccination against one of the many vituses, beginning with the letter H. A girl in the line kept whining about, why do they torture kids this way? God, like, look at the size of the needle. Do you know how much it hurts? I was so sick last time. The usual things. My firstborn fixed this classmate with her patented dead fish stare and said, quit your complaining, friend. My sister has to do this 4 times a day. Be grateful. She may have used fewer words and slightly more pithy language, but that was the gist of it. Now I have to go into the Parent Protection Program. Yeah, okay, there are a whole lot of things I don't like about juvenile diabetes. At this time of year, however, I'm supposed to be upbeat and talk about how close medical research is to actually sending this particular demon back to the seventh level of hell where it belongs. And it really is getting closer every day. But close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, as the old saying goes, and lab rats don't work for free, you know? So when it comes to my daughter, I'll swallow my pride, browbeat my co-workers, friends, and family to pledge me in the June walk to cure diabetes. Whether I like it or not, at least it is one way I have of actually doing something, and it's a little more effective than wrestling a bear. If you want more information, go to the website, www.jdrf.ca. There's bound to be a fundraising event in your neighborhood coming up soon. Links to the walk and to our family team will be posted in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the Baba's Beach podcast. If you have any comments, and we'd love to hear from you, drop by babasbeach.ca. That's babasbeach.ca, and say hi. Today's music was courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. You can find links to the artists in the show notes at babasbeach.ca.